You know, in Matthew 24, the Lord Jesus told his disciples that he didn't know the secret time. He didn't know the secret time. The disciples at that time were just like us, very anxious to know the time. What year, what month, what day, what hour, night or day, evening or morning, the Lord appears. No? In the Gospels, no, the disciples were anxious to know this. Then, even after the Lord's resurrection, you know, the Lord came back in his resurrection, they were happy. They said, Lord, is this the time? Is this the time? We should know. We sure like to know the time. The Lord said, the same thing, that is not my job. That the Father's business. I don't know. I tell you, this word that he doesn't know is a mystery to me. Even today, I don't know how to explain it. I really don't know how to explain it. If you would ask me to explain it, I would say, this is just a positional matter. Just like the wife is one with the husband. Right? Some of the things the wives probably knows. Yet positionally, he would say, that is my husband's business. Don't ask me. Go to my husband. Good wife. Right. Don't behave yourself as the boss. I'm over my husband. I know everything. You don't know. You don't need to go to him. He just asked me. I know everything. A good wife never behaves this way. Even she knows more thoroughly than the husband. But he realizes, she realizes her position. Her position is under the hand. I'd like to say a little bit more this morning. You know, the other day when we were on the deaconesses, right? You know, sometimes the elders made some decision concerning the church affairs. Of course, because the deacons were so close in the business affairs with the elders, so they got to know the secret. As a good rule, I say this, the deacons shouldn't release any news of the church affairs until some of the points has been officially announced. Four elders here, they talk a lot. But we will have a conference during the Thanksgiving Day or not, whether we will have some dealing with certain brothers or not, you know. This is something somewhat confidential for the administration. And, you know, it is hard to keep things confidential within the inner circle. Right? So sometimes the deacons got to know. Yet the elders have not made a final decision to make an announcement. The good eldership is this. When, where, and who, or by whom, the announcement should be made. The good eldership must carry out this way. Make a decision, then the eldership, that means the elder meeting, appoints one elder, so and so, maybe this time, it is better for all to announce this matter. Where? Not in Anaheim, but in Long Beach, for a certain purpose. You see the point? This is a good eldership for a better administration. So, no one in the circle who knows the thing should release the news before the announcement. But some of the deacons, when they got to know this news, first he would go to report to his wife, you know, dear. After 3 weeks, brother so-and-so will be dealt with by the elders. This is overstyping. Right? Overstyping. When as a deacon, you get to know so much in the inner circle, when you get back, I must tell you also the honest frankness, all the wives of the deacons, of the elders, like to know the things concerning the church. Where you been? Oh, I was there with the elder. What did they say? What did they talk about? I like to know. Very sharp temptation. I tell you, if you cannot overcome this kind of sharp temptation by your wife, you can never be a good elder, not a good deacon. Then you may say, brother, what should I do? If I be a good deacon, a good elder, I surely offend her. I will not be a good husband. So it's hard. It's very hard, right? In a kind of dilemma. I tell you what to do. Keep your position. When your wife says, where you been? I was with the elders. What they talked about, dear, sorry, that is not my business. You have to forgive me. Isn't this a good answer? Right. Very good. Suppose you are an elder, Roger. What the elders talk about tonight? Your wife would ask you, dear, you have to give me the mercy, right? That I have to keep my position. The elders charge all of us not to release any news. No exception to you. Let us pray. And call on the name of the Lord. Amen. Out of the pure heart. Amen. Pursuing righteousness, faith, love, and peace. So you will not offend your wife. You will be a very nice husband, and you keep your position.